59. This is a site plan for the Honeywell site at 9201 San Mateo Boulevard Northeast. And Tierra West is the agent. Okay, and who's speaking?
Hey,
Sergio?
Jolene. Yes, Sergio with Tierra West. I also have on the call with me Jacob Laborman, the engineer on this project.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great. Thank you. Do you want to say anything as an opening on this?
Sure. So the way we processed this application was a site plan major amendment. And what I thought brought this into that major amendment category was the reduction in landscaping. Unfortunately, I have not been able to find like a landscape plan for the site. I did do an IPRA request, so I'm more than happy to do a second one, or if you all can find something that shows the landscaping and how that works. We just went off of a administrative amendment, which I think was done in 2004, and it just called out landscaping square footages. So that eastern
Okay.
boundary of the site where we're adding like parking and like a drive up loading dock area. So that's where most of the landscape kind of came out. And that was according to the existing landscape square footages, a greater than 10% reduction, I think like 11%. Besides that, we eliminated a patio that is also existing on the eastern portion of the building. The main purpose of this amendment is to add 9 loading docks. The uses that we're proposing, warehouse and office space, are already allowable uses within this zone district, which is NRLM. We've read the comments this morning, and we will respond to those as we have time and some internal discussion.
Okay, thank you very much, Sergio. Can you tell me just quickly up on your vicinity map? I've been a little confused because you have hatching over only part of this parcel, but your site plan does include the entire thing. So I know
Right.
there was mention that you at some point might replat, but can you just kind of explain that hatching difference?
Sure. I thank you, Ms. Wolfley. I Sergio with Tierra West. I think we just were trying to show that the amendments were only taking place on that portion of the site plan, but I understand you can't amend just a portion of the site plan, and
Right.
so we may just need to call out where the future platting will be, and we can go ahead and get that corrected to include the entire boundary.
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be good. And it is kind of exciting to see this building get some new use and some new investments. So I kind of want to start out there.
Sure.
But things are a little tricky too. So we're just trying to make sure this isn't our typical case. And so we're just trying to make sure we get all the things that we need from you all and then that we also are correctly applying the IDO. And one thought I had overnight is I'm pretty sure I got the original Honeywell site plan from a man named Ilya Klein, who met with us back in May of last year. So I'm wondering, the current client looks like they're in Denver, which seems to be the same location. And so I'm wondering if have you had your actual owner, have you asked them if they have a copy of the Honeywell site plan?
As far as I know, we have not, but we can certainly ask our
Yeah.
client if he has a copy of that. Jacob, I don't know
Yeah,
if you
because
can
I
ask.
don't think we retained it when we were in those discussions with them. And then I had it at one point in an email, but the link is broken. So
Yeah, maybe if our client doesn't have it, then maybe they can
yeah.
reach out to
And then you said you did this based on an administrative amendment. Have you provided us with that site plan you used from the administrative amendment?
Let me look at the middle.
Because I don't think we had, am I correct, Marcella? We didn't have any previous site plan in the submittal to be referring to, correct?
Right. I didn't see anything that they submitted.
Let me double check. Yeah, I can look for that as we move
Okay. Yeah.
forward.
And then obviously we've already reviewed it and gotten to where we're at, but any more information would be helpful.
Yeah, I'll
Let's
just double
go.
check and I don't
Okay.
mind sending over what we have.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Let's go to Water Authority for their comments.
This is David with the Water Authority. I just want confirmation that there's no additional fire requirements or service requirements for domestic use. If you have that on hand, that'd be great, but just a note on the site plan would be helpful. Can you confirm either of those?
Sure, we did have an approved fire one plan. Is that what you're referring to, or are you talking about like potential sprinkler systems or
Well, a fire once plan's fine, but I just want to know if it's increased from the original, as well as domestic demands.
right. No, so I did have a conversation, not specifically about fire increase, but about service increase to the site, and at this point, we don't anticipate any increase. So I did
Okay.
have conversations with Edwin about that.
Okay, so just on the next submittal, just show, you know, before and after close, and that should address my comment.
Okay, we'll do that.
Thank
And
you.
then I on that note, I just kind of want to clarify, Sergio. So there's no outdoor storage proposed for any of these users.
No outdoor storage proposed, just warehousing and office.
Okay, so all indoor.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let's see. I think we're still missing Miss Phelan. And we'll go back. She may have some pretty important comments on this. So let's go to hydrology.
Take one, hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual grading drainage plan with the engineer's stamp date of June 18th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
And transportation.
Under Stormy Hill Transportation. Transportation has an approved conceptual TCL dated June 25th, 2024. San Mateo and Jefferson are both major collectors and require 6 foot sidewalks with a 5 to 6 foot landscape buffers along frontage of the roads. Your plan shows proposed sidewalk along San Mateo, but not Jefferson. Provide cross sections of both roadways dimensioning sidewalks and buffers. Right-of-way dedication may be required. All work within the right-of-way needs to be placed on infrastructure list and financially guaranteed.
Thank you, Ernest. I do know that the PCL approval had not mentioned the sidewalk on Jefferson. Was that just an oversight at that time, or was there a
No,
new requirement?
TCLs do not comment, typically do not comment on items that are within the right-of-way. That
Okay.
usually happens here.
Okay. Thank you. And Jolene, Sergio
Yeah.
Otero with. So, as part of the application packet, document page number 29 is the sheet that we have for the administrative amendment. It's stamped as an administrative amendment, and the date on it looks like August 2009.
Okay. And you're sending that to us?
Yes, I can. I'll
Okay.
send that through.
Perfect. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this up. Let me just look quickly at Park's comments here to add into my thinking. Oh, it's the wrong case. Okay. Okay. Well, those park commons look more favorable. What I'm bringing up is this site has come in before prospectively for development. And so one of the challenges of putting this building back into use vis-a-vis some of the IDO requirements is you have a huge perimeter, right? And I know previously that's why I was looking at Parks comments. They had wanted a trail along San Diego. I don't see that in Whitney's comments here. And then transportation previously, as Ernest was saying, wanted sidewalk along Jefferson and San Mateo. And then we haven't gotten into all the landscaping issues yet, or I'm not sure that we're even ready to speak about those today. But what I wanted to lay out as something for your client to consider along with us is potentially, and we'd need to work with the city engineer on this, a way of maybe phasing some of the these kind of improvements, sidewalk, landscaping, maybe not a trail, because I don't see that in Parks comments, but having them maybe be a little bit phased with how your property is phasing, because I think there's a lot of interior investment that's going to be made into this building in order to make it available to various tenants. And so having everything needing to be invested in at once could make, the project infeasible. So anyhow, I just kind of want to open up for a future discussion about that if we need to, as we sort of sort through what needs to happen, particularly with Jefferson. You have San Mateo on there, you don't have Jefferson on there. So, and I know previously the traffic engineer, which was Ms. Wolfenberger, was concerned about the portion of Jefferson from the south going up toward the west that was connecting to Balloon Fiesta Park because there's no sidewalk there at all. And but the perimeter on this site is like lengthy. It's got a very long, lengthy perimeter. So I'm just saying I want to kind of be open to you to some creative problem solving in terms of how some of these investments go in.
Sure.
Okay. That said, let's go to Marcelo did this review. Thank you.
Okay, Marcelo with planning. Just pretty much general comments in regards the new nine loading docks are going to be going in here. So therefore, first of all, let me backtrack a little bit. So yeah, don't forget to just send us the original site plan if you find it, as it was mentioned already. And
Okay.
definitely also a landscape plan, because a lot of these comments are revolving that issue that we never saw a landscape plan sent with the submittal.
Let me make one other comment that there for you, Sergio, is this is kind of a unique property in that it had some like improved landscaping you can see along the north and along the east side. I don't know what kind of condition that is in. And then a lot of the rest of this site was sort of left in natural desert landscaping. So we think some of the natural desert landscaping is fine. We don't want to all of a sudden, require something that puts, a lot more water having to go into this property because the property is so huge. But we are really interested in knowing the condition of some of the, man-made landscaping stuff that's been done here, and how is it still existing there? I'm kind of interested in what's happening with the drainage pond, if it's going to be kind of naturalized, How's it going to look? Is it going to be a landscaping element or a rectangle? And then I think part of what I'm interested in is I've seen the landscaping plan for that old Honeywell site plan. And that's one thing I have my eye on, is it did have landscaping within the parking lot. We also have, Hannah Aulick with her background in landscape architecture, and we've been looking in the department at ways to make the best landscaping investment in a large parking lot like this, where it may be more consolidated than like spread out in little teeny pods all over the place, which I think is the way the original Honeywell site plan is. I think it has like little tree wells throughout that parking lot. So that's another area when we can sort of see more of a landscaping plan, we can react better, or we can sit down with you and talk about what is like the best investment to make in landscaping for the parking lot in particular, and then if there's any alterations or any restorations that need to occur where there is was previously man-made landscaping that's kind of gone died, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I was gonna say gone to the dogs, but that didn't sound very smart. So I yeah,
Right.
just stuff that's died out.
Yeah, we're definitely interested in meeting and
Okay.
discussing that further with you all on what you want to see or how we can proceed with that. So we're open
Yeah.
to that.
Yeah. And that also fits in terms of that phasing concept that I was talking about, because some of the internal investment could possibly be phased with some of the external investment in the outside of the property. So, but we understand that too much requirement all at once could make this infeasible. So we're conscious of that.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Marcelo?
Yes, so continuing on, you're going to be subject to comply with building design from the being that you are within the CPO 10, so from 511E. And then that being said, you're going to have to, I made a note. That you're going to have to be compliant with to having at least one outdoor seating and gathering area for open space with a minimum of 500 square feet.
So I'm going to ju jump in here again. So one thing, it looked like you're taking out an outdoor seating area, and then you're going to be required to have an outdoor seating area. So you may want to look at that and rethink or replan or something there. And then what we're trying to come to terms with is the building square footage is not changing, but the building is adding, nine new loading areas. We're not quite sure what to do with that in terms of like building facade issues. And we don't want to go hard in any direction. But what we thought might help us is do you have someone on your team that can give us elevation that would show us what the building looks like with the loading docks?
I know we provided elevations of the loading docks, but you're wanting to see the building with
Correct.
that
Like
as well.
the like yeah, sort of the full elevation line to show us what it's also, I'm gonna mention we love having these in color because it's so much easier to read, but just knowing like how much is the building facade being changed by these loading docks, and are they all external? Is everything about the loading dock external to the building, except for the door to go in the building or something? So
Right, I believe they are all external. I don't know if you can speak to that, Jacob. Yes, he just sent me a message. They're all external, so other than like the door, the rolling doors and things like that,
okay.
and the items that are indoors, everything's external.
Yeah, and I'm not trying, I don't think we're trying to kind of raise any alarm bells here, but it would be helpful for us to see what those elevations look like with these new loading docks, like the existing facade of the building, but now it's going to have a loading dock. And so we kind of need to see that picture graphic and see just make sure we're following any kind of IDO standards related to changes in the building facade. So, but I don't want to raise any alarm bells. We just need more information at this point.
Sure. We'll look into that and we'll discuss that with the architect.
Okay, Marcelo, Robert,
Robert had a comment to make,
yeah,
I think.
go ahead, Robert.
Marcel and I were able to find an older plan that I can pull up. I don't know if it'll help or if it's part of what you're needing to see, but I can share my screen if you like.
Yeah, just quickly, we won't analyze it, but I will recognize it if I see it. Oh, keep going. This. Any more pages?
I think this is just for that,
Amendment.
that reservoir kind of, this is this
Oh.
sheet is the one that I included in the package with the stamp on it.
Okay.
So this is that, I believe that amendment, but maybe I didn't have all of these drawings. I don't know if there's a landscape drawing for the whole site.
That's it, Robert.
That was it. Yeah, those are the
Okay.
only ones that were in that file, and we can keep digging
Yeah. And I think it
for others.
was Sperry before it was Honeywell. But yeah, there isn't the sheet that I have in my memory that I would, that this Mr. Klein showed me way back when. So,
Okay.
okay.
Yeah, this set is
But we're
what,
getting closer.
right?
And yeah, and at some point, we just may not be able to produce that, and we'll work with that too. So,
Okay.
okay. Back to
And
Marcel.
yeah, a lot of the remaining comments are pretty much just confirming compliance with landscape and then including calculations. Also, it was mentioned the sidewalk to the west of the property off of Jefferson. And just the buffering and some of the natural landscaping may stay or maybe and compliance, especially to the south of the property along the park. Everything else pretty much was already mentioned. Yeah, I think that's it. Just pay close attention to the definitions that I included as well.
Okay, and so on that south border with that Wildflower Park, that's some of what we want to talk to you about when we talk about landscaping, because there may technically be an IDO requirement to put in a landscape buffer there, but we're not sure that is the most promising thing to do with your
Right.
investment. So that would kind of be wrapped into that discussion about all of that.
Okay.
And sometimes it also helps us to see what those facades look like, because then we know better what it's going to look like facing that neighborhood in particular and things like that. So, the application was not totally complete, and so our comments are kind of match.
Sure, that's
Match
fair.
the application, if you will. So, because it was a lot to review in a short amount of time, and with some things missing, but we just tried to do our best to address what you'd given us in the time that we have. But we know this just needs more discussion. But I think the bottom line is just know that we're trying to help, because this is just an important building to
Right.
be back in service and not just be sitting there. And so we're gonna try to make things work as best we can for now and the, as this builds out more in the future.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. I did have a question, and it sounds like we're wrapping up, but for the 52H landfill buffers, so that northern portion of the site, we were looking at it, and it does look like there may be some work in that area, but I need to just confirm if there's going to be any kind of disturbing the earth. But I wasn't sure, like, what level, like, what does that exactly mean, like, as far as what you consider to be like disturbing the earth, like, is it just like grading? Is it, changes to the surface? Like, at what point does it require those additional kind of precautions for landfill
Yeah,
buffers?
good question. I don't know. Does anyone on our team have that answer? You might need to be working with Environmental Health directly on
I think
that.
so.
Okay.
But if anyone on our team feels that they know a little bit more about that, I think your best information is gonna. Robert's put in the chat who you should talk to in Environmental Health, and
Thank you.
it's best, probably best that we don't even try to speak for them.
Okay. I think so.
Okay.
Got it.
All
Okay,
right. Well, thank
so
you.
we'll work on some of these items, and then can I just reach out to you, Jolene, on progress? Like, we're just gonna kind of come up with a plan and see how we can move forward after we've had some discussion.
Right.
Then.
Yeah, I think let's let you kind of pull some information together, and then we
Okay.
can have a meeting outside of this with just the affected DFT members, and then at that point we'll decide if we need to bring you back into a DFT meeting or just keep working on things outside of the main meeting. Okay.
Great.
Thank you, Sergio.
Thanks, Marcelo. Thanks, everyone.